boy. Ha, the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers! Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what.
Hey, y'all, it's Sizz, and I'm from the North. I'm an alpha male. I don't drink beer. I shotgun it. If you do the same, hashtag it, sore loser shotgun. I'm the gambler on the show. If you need a Bovada link, you hit us up.
Hey, and it's special today because we got Coach on the phone. Coacher!
What up, boys? What up?
We need a full update, man. What's going on in your life? It sounds quiet, actually, Coach.
Well, I mean, yeah, right now we are in mid-poop diaper change right now. I mean, usually he cries when you change his diaper, but because you guys are on the phone, I guess you're the calming effect we need. And maybe because he stayed up till 4 in the freaking morning, he's really tired.
Yeah, but your wife took care of that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was a combo effort.
In the middle of the night, you're like, what do you do? Are you like, Hey, wake up. Baby's crying.
No. Oh, no. There was no, wake up. I never went to bed.
Oh.
Like, he never went to sleep.
But, Coach, you're not working, so what are you doing? You watching live PD? What are you doing? You watching TV at night?
The Lakers games till 1 a.m.?
Coach, the Kings faced off, Coach, at like 11.
Oh, no, guys, I didn't. Oh, he's peeing. Whoa.
Well, plug the other hole.
Oh, now he's pooping.
Oh, no. We Coach, got pee all over the couch.
Rookie move. You got to put the wipe over his ding dong.
No, I had it, but I took it off to put the diaper on. As I grabbed the diaper, I turned my head to the left. And pee came a flying. Oh,
he's peeing in my mouth. Well, close your mouth.
I can't. I'm talking.
Oh my god,
Coach! Isn't it crazy that 1 second that you like? All right, I just got to put the diaper on. 1 second, he didn't pee for 5 seconds or 30 seconds or a minute. That 1 second, he decides to take a piss,
and it's timed it perfectly.
And it's in your mouth.
Oh man,
dang! Don't sit on that couch when we go over there.
Remember that next UFC match.
It's on the couch upstairs, the one you guys helped me lift over the railing.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Hey, okay, Coach, so last time we talked to you, you were still at the hospital. Give us an update.
We've been home for a few days. I mean, what, we came back Friday, got home Friday, and everything's been pretty smooth sailing because he's been pretty easy until last night.
Coach, get off of the toilet.
Coach, you got to go outside or something.
Get off of the toilet. What are you doing?
Say hi.
Hey, there he is. Hey, there she is. Have we told? Have we revealed what it is?
God, no, that, that, a boy, hey, guys. That, you, yeah. Let me tell you, you guys were terrible on the podcast.
Coach, that episode was brutal. We were like, we couldn't keep a secret to save our lives. We were like,
you're so dumb. You kept going, hey, him, he. And I kept going, the baby. And you guys, wow.
No, that wasn't me. That was somebody. Coach, somebody over here doesn't know how to keep a secret, so then I tried to counterbalance it by saying she and her, and I think I tricked some people, so we ended up keeping it decently a secret, whether it was a boy or girl.
I mean, really, I guess it doesn't need to be a secret. It's just called, if you listen to the Sore Losers, you get a little inside information.
Right.
Coach, I know it's 38 degrees outside. Eddie looked up the weather. Can you go out for better reception? Is there any way you can go outside?
Now I can hold
there
the phone.
There you go.
Okay, it's better. It's a little bit.
I had the phone squished on my shoulder because I was trying to change a diaper, and then I got pee thrown at me, shot at me.
What's
and
your
I
wife doing right
what,
now?
What is your wife doing? Where's the in-laws? Where's your parents?
Coach,
why
the
are
whole,
you changing
the whole point of paternal leave, Coach, is for you to do nothing.
I understand it. Yeah. My parents left on Tuesday. The in-laws are leaving today. They were downstairs, and my wife was eating breakfast. And I had finished my breakfast, so since I had finished first, she goes, can you go up and get him? Because he was crying. And so I went up and got him, and I got the pee attack.
Hey, breakfast, their meals are all screwed up. He's having breakfast at lunch at dinner, and no, dinner no. at
it's all noon.
I went to bed at 4 a.m. There was going to be no normal breakfast. There was going to be no normal breakfast at 8 a.m.
Coach, hit up Taco Bell for fourth meal.
Coach, what are you doing? You watching sports? You watching any games? You staying up late?
I haven't really, there hadn't really been much on. I've been watching some college basketball. I haven't really seen in the NBA because it's been starting too late. I've been watching Survivor. Eddie, have you been watching Survivor?
No, Coach, not since that first episode I watched.
Dude, and not to get sad, I don't want to bring this down, but
the
you
Kobe
know,
thing?
He used to watch Survivor with his girls. He loved Survivor.
Really?
Yes. Sorry, I just
Stop
heard that.
It.
I heard
Stop
it during
it.
The memorial. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. His wife read some letter. She wrote it, and she goes, he would love girl movies. He loved watching Survivor.
With Gianna?
Well, she said with the girls.
He loved watching. Listen. If you're being funny, it's not like
he's not being funny.
Serious.
No,
he's dead serious.
For whatever reason, I was bored, and for 20 minutes, I watched all of Kobe's wife's things she said at the memorial. And she goes, he loved Little Women. He loved watching girl movies. He was really sentimental. And she goes, he enjoyed watching Survivor and with the girls. And then he'd watch WNBA and stuff.
Coach, did you see that she's suing the helicopter company?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And
what'd you think about that?
My first thought was like, just no need. There's just no, I don't know. Maybe if you're one of the other families and you're not, you know, like $600 million rich, I don't know. I don't think it's going to get, what's it going to give her? The satisfaction of knowing, okay, the helicopter messed up. He shouldn't have taken off. I mean, you can know that without suing them. I don't know. It's to me, it was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
that was weird to me. It was weird to me because I'm you know, like, you start thinking, and this is all just me thinking of what could have happened, but I just see in those situations, I never see a pilot saying, screw it, I'm going to do this. I always see, like, you know, the rich client saying, come on, let's just get there. We're right there. You know what I mean? And I don't know who said what or who did what, but I just, in this situation, everyone's sad. It's a bad situation. It ended up tragic. Like, it should just end that way.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of weird.
Yeah. It was a weird thing whenever it came out. I was like, that doesn't look, I don't know if it looked good is the right word, but it just didn't feel right. It didn't feel like that was the right answer.
Did you watch the Kobe Memorial?
No.
A funny thing that Ray did mention that he brought up was the Michael Jordan thing when he started, because Michael Jordan's crying. And what
oh
did
my
say?
God, Michael! I watched the speech. I watched Michael Jordan's online because I saw a lot of it on Twitter. Going, oh, Michael Jordan was hilarious. Michael Jordan was great. I was like, what could he have said at a memorial that was so funny? And then I watched it, and he said the meme thing about, great, Kobe, you got me another meme that I'm going to have to see for the next 3 years. You know, that, and the whole crowd was dying laughing.
That's really funny. Yeah.
I mean, that was it. That was all I saw, because I just, it's just,
hey, Coach,
it's
okay.
Sad, and it was just, I don't know. I was like, I can't. I don't know.
Back to the family. Yeah, the newborn. Important things in life. Coach, so how's Baby Box doing with the baby?
Oh, he's been pretty good. Like, he, you know, goes up and looks at it and like, oh, cool. And then he goes and plays. Like, he doesn't.
He has no clue.
Yeah, I don't think he gets it. And I think maybe it'll hit him when the in-laws leave today, and then it's just us, because he thinks, oh, all these people are just visiting. They're coming to hang out. Like, oh, look at all these cool people.
Yeah.
And then this one's going to be around, and he's going to be like, wait a minute. Everybody else is gone. This guy's still here. What's going on?
Was it fun having your family there? Or are you going to, like, once they're all gone, is it going to be like, oh, great, here we go. It's just us. Let's just do it. Because the help's pretty badass, huh?
Yeah, the help is awesome, dude. Are you kidding me? I'm like, oh, this is going to be so hard. Like, because now you can just go take a nap because you got people to sit down there and watch them. Like, hey, guys, I'm going to go take a nap. You guys watch these two? Cool. All right. Now it's going to be like,
Does the baby have a nickname? Like Baby Box? Baby Box 2? You're not going to do like Lunch Pail or something? Or?
No, not that I know. I haven't thought that far in advance.
Okay.
I've been...
okay.
I mean, you're throwing things at me like, I don't know. But Guys, let's talk. What else has been going on in the sports world?
We talked Astros because, Coach, they're starting to get bean now.
No, guys.
What's his name got hit yesterday? Bregman got hit again. You calling that an accident, Coach? Come on.
Yeah. Yes.
Two accidents in 2 days? Come on.
You're not going to waste hitting someone intentionally in spring training.
Why not? That's when it's not going to really count. That's when it's going to be like, that's great. I can hit him. No one's going to say crap.
When you get hit by a curveball, it ain't on purpose. Period.
That's what everyone thinks. So now it's like, hey, how do we get away with this? And they'll think it's not on purpose. Do the curveball.
There you go.
Oh, because a curveball doesn't hurt.
Oh.
So you're trying to send a message. Why would you hit him with a curveball? It does nothing. It's like a, ooh.
Coach,
it's like
have you ever been hit with a baseball just tossed at your face? That hurts. Right now, if I had a baseball and I just threw it to Ray right now and hit him in the chest, he'd be like, what the hell, dude?
Wow.
Compared to a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, an 80-mile-an-hour curveball does not hurt.
So you don't think we've seen the best yet?
No. We haven't seen even the surface of it. This is the preseason, whatever. Spring training,
Coach. It has a name, Coach.
I know. Sorry. I'm used to all these other sports, and, you know, baseball's ramping up, and I'm trying to get into spring training mode. I mean, I got March Madness on the horizon, guys. I mean, I got everything is happening right now. The NBA, the Sixers they're done.
Because of Embiid?
Well, Simmons is out with his back, Embiid out with his shoulder. Who's going to play?
Well, yeah, I never really considered them a threat anyways. It's basically
– there's that three-point shooter. What's his name?
Tobias Harris?
No.
Oh, Redick?
Redick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Redick doesn't play for them anymore.
Okay. No, good point. I knew that. No, I knew that, Coach. I was checking to see if you knew that.
Coachy. Hey, but we're going to do
they got that guy, Allen Iverson, man.
Okay, Coach. Coach, he's retired. That's different.
Oh, my bad.
But we got to do one of the, for free, it'll all be for fun and free, we got to do one of the biggest March Madness pools in the history of the world. But it's all for free. Nobody's putting any money in.
Wait, are you like winking?
Of course I'm winking.
Yeah, I don't understand. What are you saying?
Well, we need to do the same thing we did fantasy football. We need to do that for March Madness for our listeners. It needs to be one big thing everybody gets in on. That'd be a badass.
I feel like this year, Coach, I've been watching so much college basketball.
Who's going to win, dude?
I've known more than I've ever known doing filling out a bracket. I cannot wait.
Well, then fill out a perfect one. Well,
you know what that means?
What?
You'll do just as good as you did in the college football.
No. No.
Going into the bowl games, I said, Eddie, do you want in the college football bowl pick'em? You said, dude, I have been watching so much football, I know who's going to win every bowl game because I've been betting on it, so I watch so much college football. How did that go for you?
No, not so well.
Exactly. Here's the thing. The people that don't watch college basketball, those are the ones that win the pool.
Yeah, everyone's wife.
Exactly. If you watch the experts pick, like, oh, here's who's going to win, they are never right. It's freaking Lisa Joe down the hall who just happened to walk by and say, what, you're doing a what? Okay, I'll pick it.
She's
and they
nice.
Go by mascot.
I like Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa's really good. Lisa Joe.
I mean,
yeah.
Listen, guys, my mother-in-law won the pool last year. Come on.
That's downright embarrassing, Coach. I don't even know how you were able to go to the Thanksgiving dinner meal.
Because you're the sports genius.
Oh, congratulations,
Eddie,
mother-in-law.
You were in the same pool. Let's relax.
That's true.
Congratulations, Mrs.-in-law, on the March Madness win. He's supposed to be the big sports guy. And he's at the table with the winner.
Is your father-in-law in that bracket,
absolutely.
Too?
Absolutely.
Oh, Coach, I didn't know that. Yep. All right.
But, hey, so we're not.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
What? Go.
No, we can do one. I want
to
do one.
No, I'm down to do one, but I'm saying we wanted to inform you. We're not doing a fantasy baseball.
Well, I decided once I had a kid, I don't have time to set it up, so I couldn't do it. I was going to announce that and break some hearts, but that's okay.
No, I think everyone's in the same agreeance.
Here's my thing. Do we make it exclusive? Do we do a draft for the March Madness? Draw 100 people's names.
Yeah, we could do something like that. Otherwise, we're going to have 500 people that we have to enter in manually, or no, if we find a website.
No, yeah.
What are you talking about manually?
Yeah, what are you talking about, Coach? We're not doing a freaking dry erase board.
This isn't back of the day when No Teeth Keith would come over to my house with two poster boards, and he would draw out the entire bracket and hang it on my mother's kitchen wall.
Kid.
Like, do you know how annoying my mom was probably? That he would bring these two poster boards, and we would take rulers, and we would draw out the bracket, and then we would make it meet in the middle. I mean, we'd fill it out as it went, and everybody would have to turn in a paper bracket, and when you missed a game, you got the yellow highlighter, and you highlighted that missed game, and oh, you would just, it was the best feeling ever to highlight someone's bracket because they lost the Final Four team. It's not like that anymore. It takes a little bit of the fun away, but you just go online, Ray, and you hit ding, 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 and wow, we don't have to manually enter anybody but ourselves.
Hey, kid, I brought over these two poster boards. Do you think your mom cares if I took down the sign that says Bless Our Home? I put the poster boards right there where it used to go.
Kid, nothing makes me puke like rooting for Duke.
Oh,
hey, nothing's
root
finer than the Charlotte 49ers basketball team.
He picks the 49ers, Charlotte 49ers to win it all.
He thinks it's the same great team, great spirit and smoke.
There's nothing finer than being a 49er.
Boys, and I'm going to tell you what, you guys did an excellent job covering the backup goaltender story. I mean, that was so impressive.
Thank you, Coach. I have never
seen such reporting and journalism work. I mean, you guys were incredible.
Coach, it's not hard, Coach. It's a news story. You print it out, and it's all the facts are there.
And listen, nobody else can do us one better. We play an audio clip, and we're still so dumb. We didn't know in the audio clip it said Carolina, and we kept going with Capitals. All right, so we bungled a report, dude. Sorry, what do you want from us? This isn't Watergate. This isn't hardcore, hard-hitting news reporting.
Coach, are you watching the Combine or anything?
The Combine is kind of, it's so weird to me how fascinated people are with the Combine. Like, I don't really, like, oh, Joe Burrow's hands are only 9 inches.
Did you see that? Like, what do you think about that?
I mean, well, I don't know.
Like, how big are your hands, Coach? Do you have a measuring tape anywhere there at the house?
Measure Baby Box 2's hands.
Baby Box 2 is probably about an inch and a half.
Oh, that's cute, Coach.
No, probably not that big, huh? That's probably too big for a newborn's hands. I have no idea. But they did say, I read, oh, it's going to be, if Joe Burrow is drafted in the first round, that'll be the 9 inches is the smallest hands. That'll be the size of the smallest hands drafted in the first round since 2008. I'm like, what? But they do say that it's important to have big hands because people swiping at the football, you have a better chance of holding onto it. So I don't know.
Well, Coach, the bigger the hands, the bigger the... That's what they say, Coach. The bigger the hands, the bigger the thing.
Well, and I saw the report about 9 inches, and I was like, holy crap, they're measuring everything nowadays. And then I saw it was the hands, Coach.
All right, pull your pants down.
Guys.
Four and a half. Perfect.
What if? What if?
Thank you, Jabus. Get on over.
What if that's all you were drafted off of?
The size of your thing.
Yeah, you stand behind a curtain, and you just there's a hole, and you have to go through there, and they just
hole. Coach, can you imagine Mr. Irrelevant? That'd be the most belittling position ever in the history of the NFL draft.
That's so stupid.
That would be the most ridiculous thing ever. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Joe Burrow, yeah. 9-inch hands, great. All right, cool. Combat.
Yeah, move on.
One thing I do love is all the people coming out right now, like the coaches and the GMs, like, oh, you know what? We're happy with Cam Newton. Cam Newton, we want him as a Carolina Panther. No one is going to tell you the truth. Right now, it's all – everything they say is bullcrap.
Really?
Watch your mouth. Mitchell Trubisky is our quarterback. If he wasn't your quarterback, you're not going to come out and say, you know what? No, we're moving on from Mitchell Trubisky, so we're going to try to move up in the draft. Because then people know, oh, they're trying to move up. You're saying it's all just stupid, except for the Washington Redskins. I love what they said. Ron Rivera said, yeah, we have Dwayne Haskins. We like Dwayne Haskins, but let's be real. All options are on the table. We're going to bring Tua in for a workout. We're going to bring Joe Burrow in for a workout. Because you know what? That's called doing your due diligence, and we're going to look at other options.
Coach, thank you. You also got to give props to Vrabel from the Titans. He goes, I mean, maybe it's also for positioning in the draft. I don't know. But he goes, Tannehill, yeah, it's a two-way street. I mean, he's got options. We've got options. So, I mean, that's almost the Titans saying, nah, we're not totally sold on Tannehill being our quarterback.
I don't.
And that's because Brady's coming to town, Coach.
Oh, God. You do. Why? Why would you want – I'm so sick of this Brady.
No one said, I want Brady to come to town. Coach, they saw him at a school. They saw Giselle at a school. It's happening.
Dude, the GOAT's coming.
Guys, they cannot even go to that school.
Why not?
I think it's an all-boys school.
He has a girl?
I don't know. I think so.
Coach, now you're making stuff up. Like, what are you talking about? Coach, the boys can go there and the girls can go to another one.
Coach, hashtag girl dad. I didn't know Kobe.
Hashtag.
Listen, Tom Brady, if he's going to tour a school, do you think he's going to do it in the middle of the school day when classes are in session where everybody can
coach,
see him?
Coach, he puts his pants on one leg at a time like you and me, Coach. Why not?
No, he doesn't.
What time would you go?
Someone probably puts his 7 o'clock at night when it's only you and the principal.
And the janitor.
Of the private school.
Those keys.
No one's going to see me at that freaking school. It's just so stupid. Okay. Like, we got to – oh, it's so, he's not going anywhere. He's going to New England. But I am so intrigued by the offseason, like, all the quarterbacks that are available, and where are they going to go? Like, what is Tampa going to do? Is Tampa going to come hard at Ryan Tannehill? Is Tampa going to stay with Jameis Winston? I have no idea, but I'm fascinated because who – like, Phillip Rivers is like, oh, I'm going to sign with another – who the hell wants Phillip Rivers?
Yeah, XFL, XXXFL, dude. They're going to pick him up.
Oh, that would be
that's
awesome.
Not a bad idea.
Part two,
Coach. I did talk to a friend of mine who works for an NFL club, and I asked him. I was like, "Hey, are you guys worried about the XFL?"
And
he laughed. Coach, it's not even on their radar. Are you kidding me?
Nice.
You have a more importantly, you have a friend that works in the NFL.
That's right.
And yeah, he works for the Colts.
I'm not saying anything more. No comment on that.
Like I don't understand. No one said the NFL was scared of the XFL. Well, nobody.
Coach, look, if you own a burger joint and Whataburger, McDonald's opens up across the street, you're gonna get worried.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Doesn't matter who you are. Say you're McDonald's and then Lunchbox's Burgers opens up across the street, you're gonna worry a little bit.
Hell yeah.
You're not gonna worry. You're not gonna worry. If you are McDonald's and Bill's Burgers opens, no one cares.
No.
They are not.
I didn't say Bill's Burgers.
No,
I said Lunchbox.
The XFL is not Bill's Burgers.
No. It's got a little bit of clout to it. You don't think a dude from McDonald's is going to be like, they got curly fries, boss.
Hey, boss, did you see across the street Bill's Burgers? Similar fries. Also, they have the Big Macker.
They call it a Big Macker?
Yeah.
Yeah, Coach, you worry about stuff like that.
You don't worry about it.
Did you watch any of the XFL this weekend?
Nope.
Oh, Coach, come on. We got to get you involved.
No one's watching
it
anymore.
Random Kid Cody, I guess. Does his brother live in Houston or something? I don't know. So Random Kid... I don't know. Random Kid Cody is in downtown Nashville. We're at a bar together. And his brother's in town. And his brother's obsessed with the XXXFL.
He's a Raw Dogs fan?
Yeah, he was watching the Raw Dogs. And Cody goes, hey, so you guys want to go bowl over there? Apparently my brother just wants to watch the XXXFL. And we're like, okay, I don't give a crap about the Raw Dogs. We're going to go bowl. But maybe he lives in the Houston area. Apparently their fans all of a sudden are just all in. I have no idea. And they got to watch every game.
Well, Coach, look.
There are fans. They're building an audience.
Coach, if you live
in the games, there are people there.
No, I will agree with you on this. I wish I knew the damn city. What city was it?
Right. Which one? Which team?
Seattle. Dude, there was a crowd when the guy, I think when he returned it for a touchdown. Maybe that one. Dude, there's been some amazing crowd shots. I'm telling you, people are going to these damn games, which tells me even more so. People don't have a lot to do in their lives. They'll take anything.
Coach,
dude.
Houston right now suffering. It's not NFL season.
Ooh,
they're on a break. The Rockets, they're like, whatever. If they're not basketball fans, Coach, they're like, well, the Astros are cheaters. I mean, everyone hates them. They've got to go for the Rough Doggers. right? Yes, who else you got?
But that's what I'm saying. The XFL is doing fine. They're not trying to be the NFL. They're just trying to be a product that gives you football, that makes money, and that has an audience.
Right,
and they're
right.
doing that. They're right. doing did it at you, a perfect Coach, time.
Did you watch it this weekend? Oh, you already answered that. No, you didn't. Coach, we're starting to be less interested in it. We're not going to watch that crap anymore.
Eddie.
Yeah.
It's not about me. It's about the people in the stands.
Not the raw dollars.
Cody's
if
brother.
You can look up the if you got a computer in front of you, look up the attendance this weekend for the game.
I have it on my phone.
It's not about the people in the stands, Coach. They have a TV deal. That's where the money comes from.
Do you know what their TV deal is?
What is it?
They are getting no money from the TV deal. None. But
whoever negotiated that one not, sucks.
Okay, well, Coach. I got the attendance.
Go for it.
The XFL posted overall attendance of 81,000 for its four-game weekend slate in Week 3, with an average of just over 20,000 fans per game.
Coach, that's a Pearl Jam concert.
Attendance has increased each week since the XFL's debut. Wow.
Coach, that's what Eric Church sells in a night. He does 300 shows a year.
Eric Church didn't do that the first night. In his first tour, he didn't do that.
Okay.
This is their first tour.
Nice. I like how you're going along with the analogy. This is their first tour. They don't have roadies. They're doing their own sound checks. The tour buses are broken. No, I see what you're saying, Coach. Give it time. But, I mean, if I haven't watched in two weeks, Coach.
Give it time. The NFL didn't have this many people their first season.
They didn't even have football.
They didn't have this many fans. It takes a while to build it, but they were smart. They went to ESPN and ABC and all of them and said, listen, or Fox, whatever channel they're on, and said, listen,
they're on a lot of channels.
We're not going to pay to be on your TV. We'll give you this product for free. And it's perfect because it's all profit for those TV stations because of the commercials. So they're not, but they're building an audience because they're on big networks. It's not like you have to go search for it. They're there. People can see it. It's not like it's buried like the NHL when it's playoff time. You can't even find it. It's on like CNBC. And I'm like, can I watch hockey playoffs? No, because I don't have CNBC or I don't even know what channel it is. They are doing something smart. They are building something. They are doing a great job of building. And how about the Houston quarterback? I think the Houston quarterback
is
going to get a shot in the NFL.
Who is that?
The Raw Dogs quarterback?
Raw Dogs quarterback.
What's his name?
I think his name's Watkins.
Exactly. Coach, that's Sammy Watkins.
We don't know the names of the teams. We don't know the names of the players.
Hey, that running back they have is, what's his name?
But we still talk about
it. Coach, no one gives a crap. Hey, Coach, really though, let's talk about basketball real quick. Coach, you're Rock Chalk Jayhawks, Coach.
Wow.
What are you feeling?
Wow.
What up? He's pounding his chest.
I'm not pounding my chest.
Yeah, you are. You're feeling good right now.
After the first game of the season when they lost to Duke, I told you they couldn't win a national title because they could not shoot.
That's right.
They don't have any shooters. Well, lo and behold, the whole NCAA college basketball doesn't have any shooters. So, I mean, I don't think Kansas looks really good, but I don't think there's any dominant teams this year like we've seen. I think it's just a bunch of basketball teams that you have 8 to 10 teams really that can win a national title this year because I don't think there's any dominant teams out there.
I think Gonzaga's pretty good.
But we always think Gonzaga's good. And they lose in the second round of the tournament because they play out there in the West Coast and they play nobody. They play in the West Coast Conference or whatever with Pacific and
Pepperdine.
St. Mary's. I mean, St. Mary's. Yeah, so I want to believe in Gonzaga, but
what do you think about Auburn?
They're not even going to make the big dance.
Okay, they're average.
What do you mean they're not going to make the big
dance? Dude, those teams ain't making. I mean, they're in tough.
Auburn is making the big dance.
I mean, they are. They are.
No, you just said they're not.
Well, they need to perform in the SEC tournament. A lot of these teams are
top 25 team.
Yep, then they'll be okay. But South Carolina,
Coach, I had Ray break it down. Like, what? How can a team get in the tournament? And I don't know what he's saying was right.
No, it's dangerous grounds when we're trying to break down the March Madness automatic qualifying bids when lunch isn't here. Oh man.
Well, the only way you get an automatic qualifying bid is if you win your conference tournament.
Thank you, Coach. I nailed that right on the head. We didn't get anything from sort losers corrections.
Yeah,
we were spot on with that one. But
if you win the Ivy League, I don't know if the Ivy League, they may have instituted this year, they may have a tournament, but they've never had a conference tournament. It's always just been the regular season winner gets in from the Ivy League.
Yeah,
but
sore losers corrections alert, on alert.
So you don't think Kansas can win the whole thing?
No, I do now. I do. After watching the season, I've realized that there's not many teams that have, they moved the three-point line back a little bit, and it's made a huge difference.
Yeah.
It's crazy how just moving it, however far back they moved it, half an inch, 2 inches, makes a huge difference. And
Coach, of course the inches, there's a huge difference between 6 inches, 7 inches, and now Burrow's 9 inches.
Yeah.
So we learn through this that the inches make a difference.
Size doesn't matter, though.
But we're talking, those are important issues. It's affecting the three-point shooters, the inches, Burrow's, he's getting affected by inches. Every inch matters, men and women.
Coach, your head coach, Ted Self or whatever, he... Does he have a little mullet going?
You're talking about Gundy?
God. His name is Bill Self.
Right.
Right. The Hall of Fame coach right there.
He's the one that made the illegal deal with Adidas?
No, he didn't make no illegal deal.
Okay.
He didn't make any deal at all.
He threw the chair? No, that was Sosa.
That's Sosa. Coach, I did see something really sweet. I saw Azabuki's brother there. That was kind of cool to see him in the last game.
Coach, you want to know who the favorite in Vegas is to win the national championship?
If I had to guess, they'll probably say Gonzaga.
No, Kansas. And then Duke.
Oh, they picked the number one team?
Kansas, Duke, Gonzaga, Baylor, Dayton? No team out of Ohio.
So good.
Oh, ain't no team out of Ohio.
Yeah, just like San Diego State. Okay, guys.
And then Maryland. Okay. I mean, this is a wide open March Madness. They got Maryland in here.
Guys, go ahead and sleep on Dayton. Sleep on Dayton and Flyers. They're good.
Coach, ain't no team winning March Madness outside of a team called Ohio State.
They almost lost to Stetson the other day, Coach.
Ah, the boot.
Maybe it wasn't Stetson. It was another team like that.
Oh, sore losers corrections.
It definitely wasn't Stetson.
Hey, there he is. There's Coach Lunchbox giving you his winner for the national championship.
Oh, damn. You know some return on investment? Florida, a team that just boat raced some people.
To do what? To win it all?
80-1.
Yeah, that's why it's 80-1. They're not going to win
it all. They are good.
Stop it.
Coach, you seen people play basketball like the Florida Gators? Chomp, let me know. Gator basketball.
I know damn man Gators. What do you think about that, Coach?
What is Kansas right now?
Number one.
Yeah, so what are their odds?
5-1.
I'm feeling better and better about my little ticket I got in my pocket.
You're going?
Oh, yeah. How much? What was that bet again?
$100, 25-1.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. $100. How much you make a year, Coach?
Damn.
What?
I mean, that's a lot of money to put on a futures bet. $100?
Oh, you can win $2,500 on that?
Holy shit.
When you're in Vegas, you take a certain amount to gamble.
Coach, your wife was pregnant. She had a bun in the
When
oven,
you're in
Coach.
Vegas, $100 gets you in through a bouncer.
She was not pregnant then.
Oh, she was. Okay.
When you're in Vegas, you do $100 handshakes to get indoors, Coach.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yes. I've never done that.
I was with South Beach. He shook a bouncer's hand, gave him $100. He let us both into the club.
That's stupid.
No. I'll tell you what Eddie does when you're in Vegas with a bouncer.
Yeah.
You, hey, guys. Oh, we've been drinking. He's like, I can get you into the club at MGM Grand to see DJ Tiesto. I know the bouncer. And so we roll up 15 deep. 15 deep.
Any chicks are just
dudes?
Yeah,
a couple chicks in there. That was the problem. I shouldn't have gone 15 deep.
And we roll up. No. That's not the problem. The problem is you didn't know a damn soul there.
That's not true, Coach. who got in?
No. We roll up.
I got in.
And he's this big old dude. And he's like, hey, man, Jimmy, Jimmy told me, come back, I can get my boys, and all these people, and we go see TS on. The guy goes, don't know Jimmy.
He goes, who the is Jimmy?
And, you know, and he's like, you know, the guy Jimmy, he said, you know, just come back here and you pay Jimmy. He goes, no, Jimmy works here. And he's like, yeah. Like, we were here earlier. We're having drinks. And he said, Bob, yep. We come in see Siesta or Tiesto, whatever his name is. Yeah.
Siesta.
And he's like, the guy's like, no. And Eddie had a stamp because he'd already been in. So he was able to go in. He goes, I'll go find him and bring him back out of here. The guy goes, fine, because you ain't on no list. And Eddie goes in. Could he ever find Jimmy? No, Jimmy was just some guy there having drinks that looked like he worked there, and Eddie made a deal with him to get us all in the club.
Did I ever find Jimmy? No. Did I come back and get you guys? No.
Did any? So only you got into the club.
Oh, dude, me and Cruz. I go, Cruz, should we go back for Lunchbox with them? He's like, nah.
No. Cruz tried to convince you to stay inside. But you did the human thing, and you came back out, and you're like, sorry, guys, I can't find Jimmy. And we all left.
That's how it went down. Okay.
Yeah, that's the
one. That's more accurate. I know you want to try to sound like you were all cool, and you left us in the dust, and you stayed in there for Tiesto, whatever his name is, and when the reality is, you didn't.
Damn. And I had people tell me, too, when you go to Vegas, if you want a hotel room upgrade, just the lady at the front desk, you just shake her hand with $20, and you say, are there any upgrades available?
Do you do it like a drug dealer where the money's in your palm?
Yeah, so they don't even know it's there, and then when you pull away, it almost kind of falls then on the table.
I would think it's awkward if you reach over the whole desk to shake their hand.
Well, how else are you going to give them the money? Slip it?
Just toss it to them?
Oh, you paper football it?
Kick it, you know, here, put the field goal up. The last time I was in Vegas was in May, and we were checking in. And the dude next to me was checking in, and he tipped the damn lady $300.
That's ridiculous.
Checking in.
It's ridiculous, Coach.
Oh, Coach.
I'm like,
that's just a waste of money. People with too much money.
Well, that's somebody that won at gambling, honestly, if you're tipping that much.
What do you mean, won at gambling? We were checking in.
Maybe he won in the airport.
It was like his whole family's there, and he tipped $200 or whatever. And then here comes his daughter, and she asks for another water, and the lady gives her water. Dude, gives her $100. I'm like, what in the hell is going on?
It's amazing. Dang.
I just like, I do not understand what, I mean.
That's crazy.
All she did was give you a room key and a water. I forgot about the water. No, don't sell her short. She did give a water.
All right, Coach.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you guys been following this, the NFL player, like the new deal maybe going to get done?
Antonio Brown?
Oh, my God.
Which one, Coach?
A 17-game schedule and then an extra playoff game in each conference where the number 2 seed would no longer have a bye. The only bye would go to the 1 seed. Have you guys not been paying attention to this?
No, Coach. I was watching horse racing last night.
The 17-game season would have just caught Eddie by surprise.
I was like, what?
But they're all they're going to vote on it. All the players are going to vote. And they just need a majority of the players to say yes, and it's going to be a new collective bargaining agreement where they 17 game schedule, and then
no bye.
There's 3 preseason games, and the only person that gets a bye in the playoffs will be the number 1 seed. The number 2 seed will no longer get a bye.
But there's no bye during the season.
No, you'll get a bye.
Oh, you'll get a bye. So it'll just be 18 weeks of football, of regular season football.
There's only 3 weeks of preseason.
Mm. Dude, the Cowboys aren't going to like having a 17th game.
No.
Dude,
I don't think anyone's going
to
like
that. Well,
you
know why the Cowboys aren't? Because they're going to have to figure out it's going to be the first season they don't finish 8-8.
Here we go. Stupid.
And fact check me on that. They finish 8-8 every damn season since 2010. Fact check
you
that.
You know who was 88? Michael Irvin.
You know who was 8? Kobe.
And Troy Aikman. That's why they do it, dude.
Yeah, but it's so funny because they're going to get paid more. And I think in the short term, let's get that money. But long term, they're going to miss out on so much money. They need to hold out and say, nope, you need to give us more. They can demand so much stuff from the owners because the owners are about to renegotiate their TV deal. And if they have a 17-game schedule and then plus 2 extra playoff games, they are going to make so much money.
Yeah, no, that's what football players need, more money.
They do.
No, why?
Eddie, so the owners need more money?
Let's pay our teachers.
Oh, stop it. Just stop it. Oh.
Coach, go with your hot take. Go.
Let's get some of that money and pay some of our teachers in America.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Here we go. Yeah. Hey, Coach. Yeah, pay our teachers.
Hey, Coach, you miss us?
No.
What do you mean? What do you mean no?
Well, because if I say yes, then I say, do you miss me? You're going to say no. So no. I'm going to say no first.
When can we go by and see the baby?
Bring it on.
Really? Whenever now? I guess this isn't like Baby Box. I mean, he's not like...
Yeah, he didn't go to the NICU or anything like that. So it's not like he has to be quarantined and not see anybody. Or, you know, you'll just have to wash your hands and wear the mask because coronavirus is coming to the U.S.
Yes,
and all that.
Yes,
but yeah,
yes.
Got the hazmat suits on the front porch and you can just come on in.
Okay, Coach.
Coach is staying up to date with the coronavirus and everything.
Yeah. Oh,
I was watching the news. I'm still trying to...
Well,
I watched CNN with my father-in-law.
I don't try to keep... My wife watches the Today Show every
Today
day.
With Matt Lauer.
No, Coach,
Meredith
he's not on
Vieira.
There.
Oh, no. Hold a copy. Hold
he's
a
not
copy.
On there anymore, Coach. He had a little button that locked the door.
This is Today on NBC.
NBC.
With your host. Who is it? Hoda Kabob?
Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Oh, okay.
No. Kathy Lee's not there anymore. Oh. That was only the third
she
hour.
She had a button on her desk, too?
No. It's one of the Bush sisters, Jenna Bush, maybe.
Yeah, Jenna.
George.
Coach. All right, Coach, we're gonna let you go. We gotta go. I gotta get out of here. I'm tired. It's been a long day, Coach.
Oh yeah, it's been a 42-minute podcast, guys. I mean, I know you're ready to get the heck out.
How do you know that?
How do I know?
Oh, you looked at the phone, your phone call. You're so stupid.
It's also been 42.
I'm like. Hey, the other day I log on, I'm like, oh, I'm going to check out what these losers are up to. I'm going to listen to this podcast. 23 minutes. What's the 23 minutes?
That's what's supposed to be.
Coach, it's been 42 minutes since Baby Box 2 Old Faithful your ass.
Since we did 42 today, Coach, we may not do one tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Hey, have you guys seen Pitts's...
yeah, his gnome. He got his Kansas City gnome, right? Garden
gnome? I saw the garden flag, and I saw the championship line or something like that. But I haven't seen anything else. I mean, I know he bought a hat, pin. I don't know.
He had a wine bottle.
Yeah, he had the
and
championship.
He's never going to drink that wine.
Yeah, what a waste. Because wine...
Coach, that's the waste?
Well,
about
true.
Everything that he
I know, but I get that it's a wine bottle. Just get a plaque or something, because you're never going to drink that wine. And then there's the risk of dropping it. Who wants just a bottle of wine unless you have an actual place to store your wine? Wine bottles just get in the way of life.
Right.
Well, he has a shelf. He has shelves all over his house he puts stuff up on.
You've been there, Coach?
No, he just tells me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, how come you guys haven't had Pitts in on the podcast? I mean, bring him in. Let's talk.
Coach, what is he going to talk about? Kansas City football? It's the off season.
He's talking about Kansas.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Coach, we're still recovering from his energy with winning the Super Bowl. Imagine if Kansas wins the...
What if every game day he comes in and hype speech?
Oh, my God. What if Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl? Kansas Jayhawks win basketball, and so he goes crazy again.
And the Royals
then the
win the
Royals
World Series.
Win the World Series.
Yes.
Coach, we're screwed.
Yep.
He's never going to shut the hell up.
I know.
We've created
and by
a
the
monster.
Way, I got a call. I got a call from No Teeth Keith the other day.
Hey, kid. It has been finer to be a 49er. I'm still sad about the Super Bowl.
Always have a that raga kid. When you're watching Gonzaga.
Oh, my God.
What did he say, Coach?
He said, kid, I'd love to come on with you guys before the start of the baseball season and talk a little baseball.
And that's it?
And he goes, it's just with the baseball season starting, you know, we got to talk about it.
Dude, he would be epic. Yeah, he'll be good.
He likes the Giants, so, right, Coach?
He loves the Giants. He loves, kid, the San Francisco Giants. And Tim Lincecum, the greatest player of
Tim
all time.
Tim Lincecum.
He loved Lincecum. He loved that kid.
I watched that dude pitch.
Dude, name three Giants. I bet you couldn't even
yeah.
name.
Yeah, Willie Mays.
Playing.
Oh, playing right now?
Yeah.
Brandon Belt.
Yeah.
Good call.
Coach, if you can't name three.
Oh, Panda.
Does he play or is he in the minor leagues?
No, he's still there, right? Sandoval?
I know. He's still fat.
Pushing it.
Sore losers corrections.
Panda's not on the Giants anymore. And then lastly on the Giants. Coach. What's his name? Hunter Pence.
Hunter Pence, exactly.
He's a Ranger.
Did he just get traded?
Nah, he got traded last year.
No, he played for the Giants.
Yeah, before.
No, he's Giants.
No. Hey, sore loses corrections.
You're on alert.
All right, Coach, got to go. Hey, Coach.
I'm checking Hunter Pence, but I think he's back. He's on the Giants.
Back on the Giants?
Yeah, I think he signed this offseason.
Well, then, hey, I know three Giants then. Oh, and Barry Bonds.
Coach, your kid. Yep. What?
Coach, get out of the toilet.
Coach, it sounds like you have coronavirus and you have a mask on.
No, I had the phone away because I was looking at my phone using it to Google. Hunter Pence, why'd you forget about Buster Posey, dude?
That's my dude. I love Buster.
Come on, dude.
I know you like him. So I do. I thought that was what you'd go with.
He's getting bad knees, though, Coach.
That's why he plays first base a lot.
He does? When he's not catching, he plays first base?
Yeah, they put him at first trying to save him.
Oh, I didn't know that. I like that, dude. He's good.
All right. You guys have a great day.
All right, Coach. You too. Hey, Coach, I'll come see you this weekend, all right?
Hey, Coach, why don't you watch Survivor?
Because I only recorded one. I forgot the recording of the other ones, but I'll find it. I think it's on demand.
Yeah, it's on demand, dude. Don't worry. And it's great.
But you told me.
What do you got to do?
What?
Yeah, I said watch three episodes, and by three episodes, you're going to be like, I got to watch this all the time.
Coach, he meant to DVR Survivor. He accidentally did the horse races.
All right, Coach.
I'm going. Guys, I've been up since 4 a.m. I didn't go to bed until 4 a.m. I need a nap.
Coach, tell your in-laws we said hi.
Here's what's funny. Ray was texting me, like, he was already at work, and I still wasn't asleep. I mean, he was texting me, things about work. And I'm like, all right, dude, I'm trying to go to bed, but I didn't ever get to go to bed. Thanks.
Coach, that paternity leave is great, huh? You get to stay up all night. Were you drinking, too?
No. Guys, I didn't want to stay up all night. I'd rather be asleep.
Coach, but if you if the baby's up at 3, Coach, grab a couple of cold ones. Just stay up.
No, Coach.
Hey, if you go to channel 602, there's horse races. Australia is running all night.
Oh my God, you are such a degenerate. Dude, or a recreational idiot.
If that is Baby Box 2's first memory of time with his dad, the horse races.
There you got number 11. He got a faster speed running again. Then they got Heidi Ho going on the turn. He's
going around the final furlong.
It's Heidi Ho by a mile.
I hope you pick 213. That's your trifecta.
Goodbye.
All right. See you, Coach. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.